Don't you wish your khaki shorts were legitimately comfortable instead of stiff cotton? Try Bird Dogs. Bird Dogs stretch khaki shorts look like khaki shorts, but feel like gym shorts. They have it all. Anti-stink, sweat-wicking fabric, a super comfortable built-in liner, and zipper pockets to keep everything secure. It's time to swap your old-school khakis for Bird Dogs. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code BASEBALL for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB, promo code BASEBALL for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off, we promise you.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. My people at work, my people at home, my people, I guess there's folks, there are people in school. People just relaxing and chilling. I'm here. I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour, and I appreciate you. You can always listen on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can tune in on your local affiliate. You can lock in on SiriusXM channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, you can do that too. Just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. We've had a busy night. We've talked about Victor Wembanyama riding the train in New York City. We talked about Tyreek Hill. He's being investigated by the police in Miami for allegedly assaulting a dude who works at a marina. I guess he had too much fun on Father's Day and wanted to beat somebody up. Allegedly. Looks like James Harden might stay in Philly. Who knows? We talked about Zion Williamson, just the woman that has just been berating him online for the better part of 2 weeks. Her account on Twitter has been suspended. She started to threaten Zion Williamson with releasing explicit tapes of them if he didn't send her money. Yeah, so she's smart in that regard. We talked about Jack Jones, New England Patriot who thought it was okay to take two loaded guns onto his carry-on luggage. We heard from Pat Riley. Pat Riley said, I ain't doing nothing crazy this offseason, not going to make any reckless moves. And then we're in a few minutes, we're going to talk about the NFL trying to slow down some of its reckless gambling behavior by some of its players. We heard from Dalvin Cook. He said, I'd love to play with DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah, I think that's a pipe dream. And so we have so much to do over this next hour. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down in New York City, and I'm just holding it down in Atlanta. If you want to talk to me, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm also everywhere. I'm on the internet. I'm on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. I'm all that stuff, at JR Sport Brief. I'm not just some stupid voice emanating through your speakers. Let's talk to some folks, and then we'll talk about some damn gambling. Why not? 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Vancouver. I love Canada. And talk to Darius. What's up, Darius? You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, you sound great, man. What type of phone service you got?
Perfect. Just rocking out to the iPhone 13 here. But I just wanted to touch up quickly here with you guys. I just managed to tune in right when there was the guy from Toronto talking about Vince Carter being a bust. And I have to tell you, growing up as a Vancouver Grizzlies fan in the 90s, Vince Carter was a god in this country. And he is, to this day, he holds the record for 22 NBA seasons. No player has ever done that. He was such a versatile player. He'd play, you know, the two, the three, the four. You know, he was an all-around athlete. So, you know, trying to compare him to, you know, Magic and MJ is just completely ludicrous. I know it's what the comparables were, but just because you have comparables, it doesn't mean you are going to be that. I mean, let's remember Ben Simmons coming out of college, there was a lot of comparables to LeBron, but the reality is he plays nothing like LeBron. Anyways, I just wanted to let all my American friends know, believe me, in Canada, especially in Vancouver, where we were craving a player like Vince Carter when we had the Grizzlies, the guy was far from a bust. I'll let you take it away, but yeah, I just wanted to put my 2 cents in there for you.
Well, thank you, Darius. You ain't do nothing but back up everything that I just said. And I'm not Canadian. I know enough. I know people in Canada don't think he's a bust. I know there's some people who didn't necessarily like the way he left Toronto. But overall, at this point, nobody cares, bruh. What are we going to do, beat up on Vince Carter for going to graduation? I mean, come on. I think we're over that. Paul is calling from Toronto. I might as well move to Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Paul?
Hey, my man, how you doing? Thank you very much for taking my call. I'm calling from Toronto, and yeah, I also have a beef with Alan from Toronto. Just want to make sure you guys all understand, not all Torontonians are this confused about Vince's place in history. I mean, come on. Third all-time in games, 7 all-time in three-pointers, 23rd all-time in points. You go to a Raptors game today, you see more Vince Carter jerseys than anything else. A bust, Alan, my friend, call back and state your case again because you're wrong. Love you guys. Great show.
All right. Thank you, Paul, for calling from Toronto. Look at that. I thought everybody in Canada is supposed to be nice. I know it's not true. I know that firsthand. But I thought everybody in Canada is supposed to be nice.
JR, tell me if you agree or disagree with this. It's not that no one is going to realistically and pragmatically look at Vince Carter's 22-year NBA career and say he's anything but a first ballot Hall of Famer. We get all that. But at one point, he was considered to be, along with Kobe Bryant, like one of the two faces of the NBA. And let's be real, he never had those intangibles. So to say he's a bust, I believe is completely unfair. To say his career was a disappointment, given the natural athleticism and just the raw talent that we saw from him in his first 3 years when he was relatively healthy in Toronto, going against Allen Iverson in that epic, you know, Eastern Conference divisional round matchup when that series went 7 and they both were doing 50 spots. Yeah, his career, relative to how great many people anticipated him to be, was a little bit of a letdown. I think that's fair. So I'm just trying to back up Alan a little bit here, but he was never a bust. You're still with me, right, JR?
You can't have that both ways.
A little, but...
No, you can't. You can't say you're trying to back up Alan a little bit. Because the point that you made is completely separate from the one that he said.
Fair enough.
He just said Vince Carter is a bust. That's it. I can vividly go back to the late 90s and go, oh, my God, yeah, Air Canada, the man's flying through the air. Oh, my God, he's bald-headed. Oh, my God. We can go through all of that. Oh, my God, he can shoot. He can knock down threes. He can go to the basket. Yeah, we can. And he had that for a little while. But to think that, and there were plenty of dudes that came down the pipe. You can look at Grant Hill. It wasn't easy to just wake up and go, oh, this is Michael Jordan. The thought process, especially as Michael Jordan got into his mid to late 30s, was to start going, okay, Michael Jordan is not going to be here forever. Who is it? Is it a Grant Hill? Is it a Vince Carter? And to your point, it wasn't either of them. The closest thing was Kobe Bryant. And so, yeah, if you want to call Grant Hill a disappointment, yeah, sure, fine. If you want to call Vince Carter a disappointment, yeah, sure, fine. Plenty of argument there for it. Not with the totalities of their careers. If you want to look at the potential expectations, yeah, they didn't live up to it. Still had absolutely amazing careers. But it's a completely different thing to go, he was a bust. I wouldn't even put him on the same line or a highway. 855-212-4CBS. Glenn is here from Toronto. What's up, Glenn?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, just quickly touching on Zion. If I was a team wanting to trade for him, I'm telling them they have to eat half the contract and you're not getting more than a second round pick because anything, if he's anything, he's a reclamation project. And even as a Raptors fan, I know that we're in the wilderness for the next couple of years at least. I don't want to touch that because the chances are he can't stay healthy. That's a big problem with him. It is a 100% reclamation project for anyone trading for him. That's just my opinion. And
yeah, well, that's fine. If it's a second rounder, he ain't moving. He's gonna stay. Ain't nobody moving him for that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know. I mean, it's just. I mean, I'm not giving away the farm for a guy that's played 114 games in four years, and that's the problem. The problem is what teams are going to want what New Orleans are going to want for him. No one's going to trade for him. So he's probably have to get up. He's probably going to end up staying in New Orleans.
Yeah, that's the point I made. Yeah. I don't see him going anywhere but potentially Charlotte. Yeah. Outside of that, he's stuck.
Yeah, yeah. With quick thing with his weight. If you got another second,
I want to hear about it.
I'm not saying there isn't a genetics problem. It isn't a genetics thing, but I mean, in Toronto, we had Vlad who came up and was massively
Guerrero
was out of shape and overweight. Yeah, Guerrero Jr. And he ended up dropping 40 pounds in the off season. It is possible that he just needs to maybe, you know, turn some of that into muscle. It's possible. Maybe he just is
we
genetically
have
never
seen
gonna be
him,
able to change.
Well, Glenn, we have seen Zion thin down. We have seen him lose body fat. And so my point is about genetics. Yeah, you can't change your body composition overall.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
You're gonna be short, you're gonna be tall, you're gonna naturally be bigger or thinner. I mean, that's just what it is. You can do the work. And so my only point was he can call up, he can't call him up. I was going to say someone no longer here. He can call up anybody, man.
Yeah.
It don't always work.
Yeah,
100%.
You got
to find what works for him, like a salad.
And I'm just hoping he can turn it around and he can have a decent career. Otherwise, he might not even see out this contract that he's on. You know, which is sad to see.
That would be nuts.
He's got all the talent there. You know.
Yeah, it'd be nuts, but it's a reality, man. Hey, Glenn, thank you for calling.
You have
from
a
Toronto.
Great night, man.
You too.
Have
you
a great
too. I will. Yeah, man. Just eat a salad, bro. Tell Zion to eat just spinach and chicken and rice. He'd be good. He had muscles last year. He did. Just muscles. And he pulled his hamstring and disappeared off the face of the earth. Come on. 1 month for a hamstring. And we know hamstrings, they don't. You screw it up and then you're just done, right? Well, he was just done, period. It sucks out here, man. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Vlad is calling from Chicago. What's up, Vlad?
What's up, King Sports Brief? How you doing?
I'm okay. That's a new one. Go ahead.
Yeah, I try. Yeah, man. You know how they say, cream, cash rules, everything around me?
Uh-oh. Go ahead. I feel a joke coming on.
With Zion's motto, it's Freem. Food rules everything around me, man.
Freem? Oh, that was a terrible joke. You should go away for like 2 weeks after that one. Freem, food rules everything around me?
Yes.
Hold on a second, Vlad. Hold on 1 second. Hey, Shep.
I mean, he got it right with the King Brief, though.
No, you gotta talk to him about this. Here, talk to Vlad for a second, Shep. It's all you, Shep.
I love Vlad. Vlad, I appreciate the attempt.
Where'd he go? He left.
Oh.
Oh, no, that's sad. I hurt his feelings. No.
No, Vlad's a Chicagoan. He's got some thick skin.
He's tough.
He's got thick skin. He'll be back.
I didn't hurt his feelings.
He didn't get to the merch part yet, so.
The who?
The merch part.
Oh, you want, t-shirts. I get it. Yeah. Food rules everything around me. Freem. Terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Jack is calling from Denver. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
How you doing, JR?
It depends. Hey, didn't I pick up when you were gone or something like that?
You know what? I think you quicksauced me, but that's okay.
I did? Where were you?
You know what? I'm in the Mile High. I guess we lost connection.
You going to blame the air?
I just wanted to tell you that Michael Malone, he got a tattoo today of the original Nugget on his back. And, you know, we're talking about all this weight with Zion and whatnot. You know, when COVID happened, the Joker got COVID, and actually Michael Malone and the trainer went to Serbia, and they went to Canada, and they trained with Jamal Murray and the Joker. And the Joker actually lost 40 pounds. You can look it up. And I think that was the best thing that could have happened for him. So look it up. And then he came back and won back-to-back MVPs. So
what do you want Zion, what do you want Zion to do? What do you want Zion to do?
I want Zion to, like you said, eat a salad, stay off the porn stars, and maybe eat some rice.
Eat some rice? Well, not too much rice. Just a little bit. Brown rice.
But I'm just telling you, I was blessed to go to Game 5, and I was blessed to be at the parade, 750,000 deep. And Michael Malone, he had a few pops in him. And he told people, don't be sorry, be better. And I think that's what Zion needs. He needs somebody that's going to, that he's going to listen to, that he believes in, you know?
Okay. All right. Don't we all, Jack? Don't we all? Well, thank you. I don't know. Maybe the air disconnected Jack and I again. That's fine. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. When you come back on the other side, I want to talk to you about the NFL and its gambling parameters. I mean, how much clearer does the NFL need to send rules to the players to say, just don't gamble at work? How difficult is that? Hey, Shep, you gambling at work?
No, sir.
Good man.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks for taking my call. It's a work night, and you keep me company while I'm out here this rainy night. I appreciate it.
I love your show, man. I've been working nights for the past 2 weeks, so love watching your show and listening to it.
Hey, JR, thanks for being the best person in your line of work.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, so many nice things. I need the nasty things. Say terrible things to me. It makes me feel good. I'm like Kevin Durant. What did Kevin Durant say? Hold on. I want to quote Kevin Durant word for word. Let's get it correct. Where is he? Let's see. What the hell is his thing called?
We said I had good things to say about Bradley Beal. We know that worked out well.
Who, Kevin Durant?
Yeah.
Well, now he's on his team. Good for him. This is what Kevin Durant had to say. What did he say? Hate drives me. Too much love will kill you. Kevin Durant to a fan on why he replies to haters instead of fans. Okay. I don't feel that way. I really just I don't care. How about that? I appreciate the people who love me, and if you don't like me, that's fine too. What do I care? I sleep good at night. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of being clear, how much clearer can the NFL be about its gambling policy? It can't, right? You know, Jameson Williams got his suspension at the beginning of the year coming up. Calvin Ridley is going to be coming back from his suspension now with the Jacksonville Jaguars. There was an entire report that an NFL player, and I guess he legally did it, he gambled away $8 million. Okay. People do crazy and wild things all the time. And so the NFL has gone to some, I don't want to say extreme rules, but after Jameson Williams got suspended, it was only a couple of weeks ago he spoke to the media during minicamp. And he was asked about his punishment and if he understood what went on. He reportedly was gambling on college football games at the team's facility, which is a no-no. You're not supposed to gamble at all at work. And he basically just said, yeah, man, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know. Listen.
It was something that I wasn't aware of, but it caught me. And it was just make the right decisions. You know?
Where were you at?
I'm not sure on any of those things. It just came with me.
You don't want to share the details, or you don't know?
No, I'm not sure.
Yeah, okay. He don't know anything. He don't know anything. And so the NFL has now put out these succinct rules, right? NFL has 6 key rules. They're sending representatives from the league office to talk to the players. Tom Brady has filmed a special video that's been played for all of the players in the league, every team. And it's basically, hey, don't ruin your career by gambling. Don't get caught up in something that could tear you down. And so some of these key rules that the NFL has shared about its gambling policy, to me, it's real simple. Very simple. Rule number 1, don't bet on the NFL. That shouldn't be a difficult one to understand, right? That don't bet on the NFL. And number 2, don't gamble at your team facility while traveling for a road game or staying at a team hotel. That's also easy. Don't gamble at work. I mean, there's a lot of things I think most of us know that we should not do at work. If you're in the NFL, don't gamble. That sounds pretty easy, right? Number 3, don't have somebody bet for you. Now, this one could be tricky because you're going to find somebody that thinks they're going to get away with some things. Well, if I don't put the bet in my name and I have my sister do it or my brother or my best friend, bro, they're going to find out. Don't have somebody bet for you. That's for everybody trying to be slick. Rule number 4. Don't share team inside information. Now, that's difficult. You see these guys on TV all the time? They're getting information from everywhere. Adam Schefter. I don't know nobody else. Not off the top of my head. Hey, Shep, what's another insider? You know one? NFL guy?
Rappaport, right? Ian Rappaport, yeah.
It's saying, I don't know who these guys are.
There's Mike Garofalo.
Yeah, I think I know him if he walked by me.
There's JR Sport Brief. He's an insider with everything.
Ain't no insider.
Oh, I'd say, you know, Field Yates.
Okay, I didn't ask. Okay, I don't.
Okay, oh, sorry, last one. The godfather of all insiders who doesn't get enough credit, who blazed the trail for everybody. Chris Mortensen.
Yeah, I think I know who that is.
Yeah, he's one of the good ones, too.
Well, good. Well, they all got jobs because people have been sharing inside information. That's rule number 4. Don't talk to nobody, which is impossible. Now, what the NFL hopes you don't do is call up Joe Gambler and be like, hey, Joe, guess what? Bill Belichick is going to have us do onside kick to, you know, start the second half. That's what they don't want you to do. But it's impossible not to share inside information. It's too many people involved. Rule number 5. This should also be real, real simple. This should not be difficult. Don't enter a sports book during the NFL playing season. How about we make it even real simpler than that? Don't even walk into a casino during the season. Don't do that. Don't go nowhere to place a bet. Don't even get within 50 feet of the building. And here's another one. Very, very easy. NFL players, rule number 6, don't play daily fantasy football. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. I mean, when you're making, I don't know, $1 million a year, $2 million a year, some of these guys are making $50 million a year, how difficult can this be? It shouldn't be difficult. Somebody's going to get caught up, though. Somebody's going to screw it up. It's not going to stop at Jameson Williams. It's not going to stop at Calvin Ridley. One day, the NFL is going to have somebody with a big name that unfortunately gets caught up in a bad situation. I'm not trying to sit here and tell you doom and gloom. NFL going to have a problem one day. Somebody's going to forget one of these rules. Somebody is going to wake up and say, well, I technically wasn't at the hotel. I was in the hotel parking lot. Oh, you screwing up, dummy. Somebody's going to tell you that they didn't share inside information because I only shared it with my agent and I didn't know what my agent was doing. Somebody's going to tell you that, well, it wasn't daily fantasy football. It was just a one-off. Like, how much clearer does the NFL have to be? Well, it doesn't matter. Because people are always going to find a way or try to find a way around the rules. You know what they say about rules? They're meant to be broken. People are cheating all the damn time around things. Somebody listening to me right now is involved in some cheating activities. Sorry, I'm not judging. Somebody going to get got here in the NFL. And they could come out with six rules. The NFL could come through with its 10 commandments for gambling. Just don't do it. The clock is ticking. Wait until we get a real big name. Jameson Williams, rookie. You just heard him. I don't know what happened. I don't know what I did. I don't understand. No, I don't know. Calvin Ridley, he said he was in a depressed state away from the team when he started. Wait until it's an All-Pro. Wait until it's someone that is potentially going into the Hall of Fame. The NFL hopes it doesn't wake up and have its own Pete Rose. Because for all the money the NFL and all of these teams and leagues are trying to make off of gambling, it's going to happen. But they don't want the attention to be on some insider who's going to screw up the new revenue stream. That's why the NFL dropped these six rules. And at some point, they may have to just tattoo it onto these guys in their uniforms. Let's see. Does the NFL have a gambling issue? Not yet. Not yet. But they will. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls before we roll out. I'm going to tell you about the Navy Federal Credit Union Defensive Player of the Week, and then I'm going to talk to you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I just want to start off by saying you're one of the best in the game, man. I really enjoy listening to your show.
I love the show. I discovered it last year when there was actually no sports going on, and I'm loving it ever since.
I genuinely love your show. Your takes are great. I may not agree with all of them, but they're on point.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, don't ever agree with anybody. All the time? If you agree with somebody all the time, then check your brain out, please. Don't do that. Formulate your own thoughts. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Garrett Cole was mad today. What did he do? 5 runs allowed over the last 4 starts combined. The Yankees win 3-1. Yeah, Garrett Cole was mad at one of the Mariners out here trying to show them up. Yeah, well, anyway. The Defensive Player of the Week is sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. That Defensive Player of the Week, Chris Paul. Yeah, the same Chris Paul who sat on Good Morning America yesterday and told everybody that he is he found out that he's being traded on the team plane. Well, not the team plane, but on a plane ride to New York City. And so Chris Paul out here trying to defend himself, he went a step further by basically saying that I guess Matt Ishbia, the new owner of the Phoenix Suns, And Isaiah Thomas, yes, the Isaiah Thomas, legend, bad boy Isaiah Thomas, didn't want him there anymore. And so we don't know where Chris Paul is going to play. We don't know where Chris Paul is going next. But Chris Paul, he's defending his reputation. Hey, I just mentioned Gerrit Cole, New York Yankee. He struck out one of the Mariners and decided to walk away and just shook his finger at the guy like an angry mother. Gerrit Cole explained himself after the game. Take a listen to this.
You know, their manager was had some choice words for me coming off the field, and he was wagging his finger at me, so I wagged my finger at him.
Oh, wow. Just go punch him in the face next time. Don't wag fingers, just punch him in the face. Or at least go up to him and talk trash. That would make baseball more interesting. It'd also make it violent. So don't listen to me. Bad advice. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. And Gerrit Cole, what were these numbers today? Let's see. Gerrit Cole went out there in seven innings, seven and a third, eight strikeouts. Having another solid year, man. 2.64 ERA. Maybe Gerrit Cole will do this in the postseason for the Yankees, and maybe the Yankees will actually score some runs. Let's go ahead and talk to Greg. He's calling from Cleveland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, man. I just wanted to say I like your show, man, and I like your style a lot. Let me ask you, do you have a vote when it comes to NBA Hall of Fame?
No, I don't. Mm-mm.
All right, so I didn't hear everything, but I just heard some Vince Carter talk. So if you're voting today, is he a first ballot Hall of Famer?
I don't know about first ballot, but I'm putting him in. Absolutely. He played in four different decades.
All right. So I think Shep is straddling the line a little bit. So the way I look at it is, if you're a Hall of Famer, you're not a disappointment. If you're a disappointment, you ain't a Hall of Famer. So I want to know who this guy disappointed. And I'm not. I'm from Cleveland, man. I like Vince Carter, but I was never a huge fan. But if he's a Hall of Famer, that's, I think, a pretty darn good career.
That's a reasonable retort. I think when it comes down to a disappointment, it's, hey, did you max out at what was the full expectations? Vince Carter would go into the Hall of Fame mostly built on his longevity as opposed to what he was able to accomplish, you know, accolades-wise, rings-wise, or championships-wise. So, yeah, I can understand both perspectives. But, yeah, did he max out in a career? Yeah. But did he accomplish? Was he one of these leaders? Was he battling for titles? Did we see him in the finals? Was he giving you epic playoff performances? No, we didn't get that. And it'd been cool to have seen it.
No, and I get that. But I go back to whose expectations – and who did he play with? I mean, you now.
Well no. I think. See, now we really disagree.
That's
when
all right.
No. Here's the deal. So we know there's not one singular individual in the NBA who wakes up and just gets a title or a ring by themselves. We're fully aware.
Right.
We can go down the list and we can go down the line. But
right.
typically speaking, you're going to have a guy who's the tip of the spear. And those are the dudes that everybody talks about. And that was not Vince Carter. And then at one point, let's remember, Vince Carter did go over to the Nets and play with someone who I consider to be a walking basketball team by himself in Jason Kidd. So it's not so easy to say, well, who did he play for? He was never consistently able to just be that guy outside of that short burst early in his career.
Yeah, no, and I completely agree. Like I said, I'm not, you know, a huge Vince Carter backer, but I'm just saying, if this guy's a Hall of Famer, then who's he a disappointment to? Because I don't get that. You know, we call people great all the time. You know, they're maybe good, they're above average, and we use the word great all the time. Was Vince Carter great? I don't know. Abe is pretty darn good, and if he's a Hall of Famer, then you got to use the word great, right?
Yeah, no, I'd agree with that. I think he was a great player. He's a Hall of Fame player. I think if you want to say he was disappointing, I think that's reasonable too, because the expectations and the hype that he received, he wasn't able to sustain it while you had other dudes who did. I mean, no, let's think about this. If we want to look at him in the era and time that he played, would you say that Vince Carter was in that Kobe Bryant, Kevin Garnett, Tim Duncan spear? The answer is no.
No, at his prime, I'd probably put him a top 20.
Well, I'm not ranking. I'm not ranking anybody. I'm just going back to the late 90s and the early 2000s. There was a group of players who you just felt were going to take the NBA and just hold it and grab it for the next, 10, 15 years. Yeah. Vince Carter wasn't a part of that group. He started off there, but he didn't end with them. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I totally agree with you. Yeah, and again, I'm not defending him one way or the other. I'm interested in what your thoughts are because
Yeah,
I thought he was a good player.
Yeah.
Hall of Famer, yeah, but,
in a different way.
Compare everybody to Jordan.
Correct.
Kobe, LeBron. Man, those are once-in-a-generational kind of guys, man.
Agreed. But he did. You know? He did receive a lot of that hype and potential for a period of time. It did not last. But he did something a lot of these other dudes did. Nobody did. He went out and played in four decades, and he had one hell of a career that I think most people would sign up for. Ain't no disputing that. Appreciate you, Greg.
You too, bro. Take care.
No doubt about it. Ralph is calling from Miami. What's up, Ralph? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning, JR. Great to have you. Great to listen to you every night and great to be on your show tonight.
Thank you. Go ahead.
All right, so I would like to talk about Zion Williams in the NFL, but before I will start with the NFL. To me, I don't think they have a gambling issue. It's just the fact they have a lot of young guys. Because I remember working at a company, I was working for a TV, DirecTV, back in the days, like I would say 5 to 7 years ago. The majority of guys there, basically young, basically gamble. And a lot of them being encouraged to gamble because they are seeing the other people gambling around them 24/7 about each game. And we always had the game on TV, so you would see everybody gambling. I even knew a guy that was gambling badly. Like, he was buying lottery tickets badly also, too. But that's the reason I say with them, it's only the young ones that they have to educate, because they're right now, they're the one that's involved in the gambling. They have a lot of people gambling around them. They have a lot of people, family, friend, member in themselves, too, gambling, too.
I've known some old folks who done got into some situations putting money out. What else is on your mind? Go ahead.
As far as Zion, there's one thing, correct me if I'm wrong, there's one thing I don't hear often is, what did mostly New Orleans do to help him out? Because I feel like with him, like, he's a young guy. If you guys going to draft a young guy, you guys got to understand, y'all have to basically stick him with a lot of guidance. Because they're young and the money flows in their pockets and they do anything they want to do. Like, make the wrong decision, make bad decision. Because I was 22.
What would you want them to do?
Because I was 22 years old, too. Because, I make dumb decisions, too. And I know so far what is like, what they say is like the generation that we have these days, like, they don't have any guidance. They do everything they see.
What would you have wanted the Pelicans to do? Like, saddle him with a babysitter? Like, what do you want from him?
Not really saddle them with a babysitter, but it's like giving a guidance about life in general. Like, most of the time, I understand he's overweight, but he's got to understand that that's his career also, too.
Between the Players Association, the union, and the teams, these guys receive enough information to move forward and take care of themselves. I think at the end of the day, we can always look and go, well, what did the employer do? And we hear this and have heard this a lot as it relates to Ja Morant over the past several months. Well, what about Ja's family? Well, at what point does somebody take accountability for their own life and their own decisions instead of thinking about what somebody else can do for them? You know, especially from an employer's standpoint. Look, this is the NBA. Mm-hmm. He knows what to eat. He has that information readily available. They have discussed it with him. He has an entire clause in his contract about his eating. He has or he had someone that worked with him on the basketball side, and Teresa Weatherspoon, who I will tell you is not just some, pat you on the back and hug you and tell you love. You're going to get some tough love from her as well. So it's there comes a point where he has to look in the mirror and go, do I want this? And I'm not gonna push blame on the Pelicans for a lack of veterans or a lack of information. Anything that he wants is pretty much at his fingertips. Ralph, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for having me on the call. Enjoy the rest of the night, Jared.
No problem, Ralph. Thank you for calling from Miami. Yeah, you got to take accountability, man. That's it. Uber Steve is in the car. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's going on, JR? Man, I just started listening. I'm out here in Atlanta. I be driving late night. I'm enjoying the show.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate you, brother.
All right. So what I got to say is this, man. I think you're giving the boy Zion a hard time, man. Granted, yeah, he does a lot out here, different ladies, stuff like that. That's part of basically being part of the NBA. Now, as far as him when he plays, he's a heck of a player, unstoppable. And I think the biggest problem is load management. I think that idea of sending him out to Chicago, I think that's a great idea. I think he'll be a decent fit with the Knicks or the Nets. And, I mean, I still got big hopes for the kid.
Well, I don't think load management has anything to do with Zion. This man been hurt before he even got in the NBA. And since he's been in the NBA, he's been hurt. So there is no load management for him. I think it's all in between his ears. I think it's a matter of motivation. This is the same Zion Williamson who at the end of the season said, yeah, I ain't going to come back and play until I feel like the old Zion. Well, man, when have you ever felt like the old Zion? Because your ass ain't old, man. You young. Like, lose some weight, get in the gym, and go play. Hey, Steve, appreciate you for calling from here in Atlanta, okay?
You got it.
No, Steve. Steve, it's the end of the show. They're going to get cut off anyway. Steve. You're going to get cut off.
Okay, thanks, brother.
All right, thank you. Well, that was a polite way. I'm like, you want to keep talking? You want me to tell you, or you just want to just get cut off flat? The show's over, folks. I'm going to be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. I hope you have a great night. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. Tomorrow night, as we do every Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I'm going to deliver to you a new top six list. So stay tuned on that. If you miss me in the meantime, I'm easy to find. I'm everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Y'all be safe. Y'all be cool. Y'all be well. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap. Don't go anywhere. Rich Herrera's coming up next. And for Amy Lawrence.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I wanna see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 40% on selected products. Get 40% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you hear that?
That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.